Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Studios, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's not just the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is also the Lead Slingers microphone. Good heavens, it's awesome to be here with you. What a program so far. Let's give a quick recap before we go into what is known as the Armed American Radio Classic Roundtable. Nobody does a roundtable. Nobody can even think about doing a roundtable like we do here. We created it. We perfected it here on this program over a decade ago. But I want to welcome you inside these studios. You know, tomorrow, this studio transforms into the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. So we're going to have a blast with you. Let's cover real quick the first hour of the program. Alan Gottlieb brought it. We talked about my case, my wife's case, I should say, the Walters v. Kemp case against Georgia. We're going to talk about that in this hour as well with our roundtable panelists, no question about it. And then we followed that up with Mr. Rob Pincus, who was talking about responsible civil disobedience. I can't wait to ask Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, about that. I'm sure he has something to say about that. I know that from our previous discussions on the program, both Brad and Neil as well, no doubt about it. Then in the second hour, Donna Fiducia and Don Newen from Cowboy Logic Radio. Let me give you their website. It's cowboylogic.us. Cowboylogic.us. And let me tell you something. They are more fun. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how much fun we have together, both on air and off air. So make sure if you missed last hour to go back and listen to it. No doubt fun. And you remember Donna Fiducia as an original Fox News anchor a number of years ago. Fox News Live, I'm Donna Fiducia in Washington today. Used to love watching Donna. Now she's a participant on this program. And her husband, Don, Cowboy Logic, they have a great time. I've also been on that show with them. So you'll be hearing from them. That was a great hour, and I want to thank them for staying for that fourth segment. Now let's jump into what promises to be, I mean, just another amazing hour of Armed American Radio. Buckle in because it's going to go fast, I promise you. Let's start with Justin Moon, the founder, CEO of Car Arms. Justin, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for jumping in the roundtable with us for the hour. I cannot wait to get your perspective on a number of things I want to ask you about today. Let's quickly move over to Brad Primo, the CEO of Car. That's Justin Moon, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, I'm getting my CEOs mixed up. How you doing, brother? Welcome back.
I'm doing great, Mark. Actually, if I was any better, it'd be two of me right now, I think.
That's good, because this hour is going to fly by, and we got a lot of provocative stuff to talk about. And of course, Neil McCabe. Neil, anybody viewing the show on Facebook.com on the stream, there are many people watching it, can see your mug up there as Armed American Radio Washington, D.C. and White House Capitol correspondent. How you doing, brother?
Phenomenal and getting better every day, Mark. Let's go.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Let's start with first. Let me go over to Justin. Justin, let me start with you. I introduced you first. Every single time we talk on the program, something else has happened over the course of the week that scares me to death relative to the threats against our liberties. And Justin, since we spoke last, we've seen tyranny in Michigan seemingly going overboard, where this woman has said that she is, quote unquote, cracking down on you going to nurseries, you going to get plants and paint, or to even go from one of your homes to another home of yours. Justin, that doesn't sound like America to me, sir.
No, Governor Whitman is terrifying. And I thank God that the people of Michigan are protesting against her dictatorial, tyrannical rule over the people there in that great state of Michigan. You know, for a week or two, I was kind of worried because I was wondering, hey, which country am I living in, man? The government has taken all of our civil rights and has locked us down without any due process. what are Americans doing? I'm looking around and everybody's kind of like just, you know, hanging out. Their businesses are being destroyed and they're just, you know, kind of quiet. I was like feeling, am I still in America, or somehow did I get transported to Cuba or something? But this week has really restored my faith that the American spirit is still there, and that we definitely understand that we have the right to express our views and peacefully demonstrate and protest against the tyrannical acts which our government imposes upon us. So I really
applaud in violation.
Yeah, absolutely.
In violation, if you will, against some of their decrees, by the way, and I think it's great. I'm going to let your answer stand on its own. Let's go over to Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. If you're just joining us and you've never heard an AAR roundtable, you're in for a treat today, because these three individuals can articulate points the way no one else can. Brad Primo, welcome in. You know how the game is played here on the roundtable. I'll let you take off on what Brad said and throw your own thoughts on that, because things are changing lightning fast here, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've said this, I feel like, 100 times, which is, it seems like every morning you wake up and the world is completely different than the night before. You know, what's going on in Michigan kind of hits close to home for me. I was born there. I lived there until I was 10. I have family there. I have a couple of really close Army buddies that are up there, and we, you know, talk fairly often. And, you know, I can't believe that a person who was elected governor of that state is so out of touch with the culture of that state and how the people live there, where she's trying to restrict them from hunting and fishing, which I got to say, like, I can't think of another group of people than Michiganders that enjoy hunting and fishing more as a way of life. And to try to criminalize that is just an affront. It's a slap in the face of these people. I can't believe it. I think, you know, the fortunate thing is, I think, you know, maybe similar to what's going on, what's going to happen in Virginia, hopefully, is it's built a fire under some people. They're going to get out there and vote. And, you know, they may have sat out some other elections, but they're not going to listen to what the UAW tells them to vote. They're not going to listen to anything else. They're going to remember this come Election Day, whenever her day of reckoning is. And I think she's going to get tossed out of office.
Yeah, I don't dispute anything you said. And let me say this, and I know you know this, my history as well, but I also lived in Michigan. I lived in Ann Arbor from the time I was 9 until I was 15. And listeners and viewers who are watching the program right now on camera, let me say this. Those years are filled with a lot of firsts, a lot of firsts in a life from 9 to 15, especially as a young guy. Okay. And the fact of the matter is that when you hear what Brad just said about hunting and fishing, that is a way of life. Virtually everybody that lives is somewhere in southern Michigan has a cabin up north, or relatives who have one, or friends that let them use it on any of a myriad of lakes up there. Higgins Lake, Houghton Lake, Bear Lakes. How many Bear Lakes are there? I spent more time at Torch Lake than I can tell you about. A lot of firsts for me at Torch Lake. Let me leave it at that. So I don't think this is going to fly either. This flies in the face of what Michigan is all about. And it shocks me that they've even got this governor to begin with. Neil McCabe, take it away until we come to the break. Then we're going to start back with Justin again. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that what's going on in Georgia is really significant, because a lot of conservatives or Republicans were joking when the Hillary Clinton campaign said that Georgia was in play. Well, actually, Georgia was in play in 2016. In fact, Hillary Clinton outpolled Barack Obama by about 50,000 votes in 2016 versus 2012. And, you know, you have a Senator, Kelly Loeffler, who, you know, the Republican establishment is backing her, and she's not a friend of gun rights. And it's a very interesting dynamic. I want to talk to you more about this lawsuit, because, you know, Kemp is a very conservative guy. He beat a Republican leadership guy for that primary, Casey Cagle, right. And that was a very tough fight. Kemp, I assumed, was the conservative. I mean, you're on the ground there, but, you know, I'm curious. I don't know if you have time on this, maybe after the break. What have the Kemp people told you about this lawsuit? I'm really curious.
Well, we're going to go there after the break. In fact, when we come back from this break, I'm going to give you some details about the case. Listener, what Neil McCabe is referring to is the Walters v. Kemp case, is what the case is known as. In conjunction with the Firearms Policy Coalition and the Second Amendment Foundation, my wife, Lisa Walters, has sued Governor Kemp, the Director of Public Safety, Corporal or Colonel Vowell, the Cherokee County, and the Cherokee County Probate Judge Keith Wood. So I've just been told we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about that in some detail. I'm not going to read the complaint, obviously, but I want to give you, Neil, and you, Brad, and you, Justin, some background on this so that we can talk about it. Because, Neil, what you just pointed out is exactly what we're talking about. And that is, Michigan's a different ballgame. A little bit more left-leaning. You get down to places like Ann Arbor, Detroit. Some of these areas are left-leaning. The state of Georgia, very conservative state, particularly outside of Fulton County and maybe the edges of some of the outlying areas as you get, you know, kind of eke away from downtown Atlanta. But the state's bright red. Why would we have to sue Georgia? We're going to give you all those details and then get great information and thoughts from our roundtable. CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, and Neil McKay. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back. Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that great rejoin, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka for your rejoin. The Desperado Sport Fish crew does support Armed American Radio in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we support them and love them. Every single one of those crew members, from the owner of the boat all the way on down. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting Armed American Radio. The Second Amendment Foundation and Firearms Policy Coalition today filed suit in federal district court in Georgia in a case alleging Cherokee County and probate court judge Keith Wood have violated the constitutional rights of citizens by ordering that the county would not accept applications for weapons carry licenses during the coronavirus outbreak. The case names Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Georgia Department of Public Safety Commissioner Gary Vowell, Cherokee County, and Judge Wood in their official capacities. SAF and FPC filed the action in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia, Atlanta Division, on behalf of one of their members, Lisa Walters. That name might sound familiar to you. That's because it's my wife. According to the 16-page federal complaint, Walter's husband contacted, that would be me, contacted the probate court several days ago to inquire about her ability to obtain her carry license. The county informed Walter's husband, me, that the order to not accept license applications will remain in effect. But if we wanted a marriage license and needed one, they would see us. Let's go back now to the roundtable, and let's start with, I'm going to start with Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Justin, I sent you the column. You read this. You knew this. You know, you saw this in advance. It's great information. But when you hear Neil lead into this, did you ever in your wildest dreams think that when we're talking about the usual suspects like New Jersey or Cuomo in New York or, you know, maybe Wolf in Pennsylvania, that we'd be even thinking about talking about Brian Kemp, who ran probably the most pro-gun gubernatorial campaign in what I would consider almost American history? Justin, take it away.
Well, I think that really is something to think about, because even the Republican governors here have gone right along in terms of locking their citizens down, infringing, you know, constitutional liberties. And we really have to ask exactly, you know, whether or not that is warranted. I mean, we have a serious health issue. The virus is a serious issue. But does that warrant taking away all of our rights for the whole country? I don't think so. I think the issue of public health regarding this virus could have been solved in a much different way. I mean, what we're finding out right now is that what we need is to do a statistical study, antigen study, as to what percent of the population has already gotten the virus, because there's such a large number of people who get the virus without any symptoms. So if we can understand what percentage of the population has already gotten the virus by a very inobtrusive statistical analysis of the country by taking a small sampling of each area, you know, a sample of 10,000 would be enough to give us a roughly, you know, very accurate understanding of what kind of, infection rate there's been in the population. Then we can structure our health response policy according to that data which comes back. And from what I understand, basically, you know, kids, people under 65 have very low or no risk at all. So if you want to solve the public health crisis, you really have to build up the quote-unquote herd immunity, which is the immunity among the population of people already exposed to the virus. That means that you want the virus to spread amongst the people who are very low risk so that the herd immunity can be built up. That probably would indicate that we should get our schools open immediately, because our children really are not at risk of serious health injury to meaningful effect by this virus. And probably as a health response, we probably want to, you know, quarantine the people over 65 with secondary conditions who are at very high risk of dying if they catch this disease. So I think our health response should have been, you know, much more nuanced, and it should not have been such a across the board infringement of our liberties.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let me say this: when you're talking about herd immunity, Dr. John Adine from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is watching and commenting on Facebook as he's watching the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. And here's exactly what he said. And you don't have access to this, but he said, we need to get back to work, develop herd immunity. And then farther down, he says, when we get back to work, there will be an uptick in the number of COVID-19 cases. The left will try to shut down the economy again. We will take forever to extinguish this virus if we don't. Justin, he's right there with you. Go ahead and comment on that real quick before we move over to Brad.
Absolutely. The way we overcome the virus is we get through it. You know, the people who are low risk get the disease and recover from it, and then they'll be immune. And then once everybody, the herd of immunity in the population reaches a certain level, then the virus can't infect, won't have a lot of people to infect, and so it'll just burn out and die out. And that's the way all virus infections eventually, you know, get flushed out of the population. The population becomes immune to it. But if we keep on locking people down, we'll never get that herd immunity.
Brad Primo, CEO of Letzlinger's Whiskey, did you ever think that a lawsuit against such a pro-gun governor, and by the way, let me make a correction. I said Colonel Vowell. He's the director of the Department of Public Safety, the director. So I want to clarify that. I apologize if I misrepresented his title in any way. That was unintentional. I certainly didn't mean to do that. Brad, were you surprised by the fact that we had to file suit in this case in a state like Georgia when you've got all the usual suspects doing what the usual suspects usually do and you wouldn't think it would be Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I don't know a lot of state politics in Georgia, you know, the way I know them here in Tennessee. But, you know, just looking last year when you had, was it Stacey Abraham? Is that her name?
Stacey Abrams. She's still out there delusional, you know? Thinks she won.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the fact that she was even competitive in Georgia was kind of surprising to me. And I think maybe that's actually, you know, you got to kind of take that as a sign that, you know, maybe Georgia in certain aspects is more vulnerable maybe than what you thought, you know, before she showed up and before you had to file a lawsuit to secure, you know, your God-given rights for your life.
Well, they certainly think that. Neil, take it to the break, please.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, Georgia is really, you know, a very, very important battle for conservatives. You know, I spent some time mobilized with the Army down in Florida, and they used to tell me that in Florida, if you want to go to the South, you have to go north. And that meant Georgia. You know, the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, all that scenery and everything was Georgia. I mean, basically the whole show took place in Georgia. And so the idea that, that you know, you would be able to flip this state, it's a very scary thing. And you don't want to go the way of Virginia, because Virginia was a lock solid Republican conservative state. And in the last two elections in Virginia, the Republican Party refused to run on a conservative agenda, especially on guns. And I saw that in the ads that the Republicans were running. They didn't mention guns, and every Democrat was talking about responsible gun ownership. And it basically gave the message that the Republicans agreed with the Democrats, and the Democrats just rolled. And I thought what we did see with the president today, yesterday, the president was very strong on the Second Amendment whenever it comes up.
15 seconds, Neil, 15 seconds.
Well, I think I'll just leave it there. I think that we have to rely on President Trump and ourselves.
All right, when we come back, I want to – I'm glad you brought up Virginia. I want to mention what I'm seeing here. You made some great points there. And then we'll kind of go to Virginia, because just days ago, Virginia was the lead dog story when it came to the right to bear arms. But I want to put this in perspective as it pertains to Georgia, because you were talking about them failing to run a conservative campaign. Could it hurt Georgia as well? And that hurt the prospects in 2020 at the top of the ticket. We'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. we also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Gotta love MyPillow. I also gotta love no food or drink in studio, right? As I just took a sip of my Deer Park water there. I was drinking Defender coffee earlier in the program, and I had to switch to water. Because let me tell you something. Angry Mark came out during the daytime show from the on this car arms microphone during the daytime show, and I was advised, don't drink any more coffee during the day because things are changing so rapidly out there. But it's always funny. I always laugh about it, and I say it for a reason, because it really has nothing to do with the fact that everybody violates the no food or drink in studios. And I've never been in a radio station anywhere in the country, and I lost count how many I've either broadcasted from or visited. And you walk in, and the first thing you see, and I've got pictures of the signs of myself with a little cup of coffee or a soda walking in, the first thing you see in the garbage can is spent containers, little empty cracker things or pizza boxes, because nobody pays attention to the sign. And I used to use that in a joking way to make the point that criminals don't pay attention to no gun signs. Okay? Signs don't work. That's my point. So I say that for a reason. If you're watching on camera, I was drinking water when we were coming back from the break. That's why I brought that up. Let me go now, start off with, Neil McCabe was talking to us a little bit about Georgia. Let me go back to Justin Moon and go around the table again. Justin, welcome back in. I was asking during the break, or before the break, about could we see a shift in Georgia like what happened in Virginia, where, like, seemingly out of nowhere, Virginia seemed to flip. Now, it didn't happen out of nowhere, Justin. It seems that way because a lot of us had our eye off the ball. But in the state of Georgia, I believe that the Republicans in the legislature are making a terrible decision. They're leaving their base. Constitutional carry should have been the law in the land in Georgia at the very least 2 years ago, and we wouldn't need to be suing anybody. And they're not supporting gun owners right now. Kemp is the most pro-gun governor this state has ever had, and he's not had a bill to sign yet on our behalf, and that's just wrong. However it works out, it's just wrong. I'm not placing blame on anybody, but it should never happen. Could we turn into Virginia? And if we do, what does that mean for the rest of the country if you start to see the South fall and somebody like Stacey Abrams move in?
Well, I'd like to say, Mark, thank you for suing the governor and the state and all of that, because that's what we need all citizens in America to do, is sue the government for violating our civil rights, especially when this pandemic is over. And I think that one of the main issues in Virginia was that there was massive funding by George Soros and his crew for the Democratic Party machine there. And the conservatives in that state really were not prepared for that, and they did not really put up a fight. And I think Georgia suffers from that, you know, potential problem as well, because you have a lot of, you know, Atlanta's an area which is growing very rapidly. There's new tech companies coming in there, and they're bringing in a whole new different culture. So if the conservative base in those states are not organized and do not understand that their fundamental way of life will be changed dramatically beyond their comprehension, then you could end up losing your liberty, like, you know, the Virginians have at this point. I mean,
yeah, that's very scary stuff. Brad Primo, let's flip over to you real quick. You and I have talked about both on air and off air many times about Virginia. So let me go back to that, and let's bring it, you know, kind of use Georgia as the kind of dovetail, if you will, that just kind of fit this thing together. Because Justin was spot on, and he said it flat out. We could lose it. Too many people asleep at the wheel think, and this is what happened in Virginia, Brad. You and I think, are in agreement on this. Oh, that's not going to happen here. We're a red state. We love our guns here. And then all of a sudden, bam, what the hell just happened? Go ahead and tell us what you think about that, because it could happen here, and we border you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, so just a thought that crossed the top of my head that, you know, Tennessee kind of deals with to some extent. But, you know, Georgia, as you know, has come up real big in the film industry, film and TV.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Over the last, 10 years. So where are you importing people from? Probably California.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so Tennessee has a little bit of that going on because we're getting all their corporate headquarters, Nissan, Mitsubishi, some of the other companies moving to Tennessee. And so, especially in the Nashville area where I live, it's not uncommon to, you know, some of the local Facebook groups, you know, hey, guys, I'm new, I'm moving from California. Where's a good place to live, or where's a fun place to hang out in town?
Right.
You know, we always tend to tell them, hey, you know, welcome, glad you're coming, you know, but don't vote like a Californian when you move here. I think that's, you know, that shifting demographic is something you got to pay attention to. I mean, I think it happened in Virginia. And it's insidious because you don't realize it's happening until it's too late.
That's a huge point. Because we've seen that dynamic in play, Brad and Justin and Neil. I'm going to come to you with this now. We've seen that dynamic in play in states like Florida, for example, where you got a lot of New Yorkers coming in. We're seeing it right now. Arizona comes to mind, as you guys know. Colorado comes to mind. Idaho comes to mind, Wyoming comes to mind, where you've got the Californication or commie fornication of some of these states. But there's something else I want to point out, too, Neil, and get your take on this. You watch this stuff very, very carefully and have for years. You've reported about this stuff on national television for the better part of a decade, or at least the majority of that. And I guess it would be the better part of a decade. So I stand corrected. But, you know, there's also a lot of people who are fleeing that lifestyle in California. They can't afford it anymore. So it's not just the Californians that are bringing their garbage with them. It's also others, is it not? But is there enough of them when they move into Arizona, for example? Because we always see the blue. We don't see any of the red. What's going on?
Well, I do want to address that, but I do want to tell you that after the State of the Union, when I was still at One American News,
I interviewed a Georgia Republican congressman, and before we went on the air, I asked him, what is the deal with Senator Kelly Loeffler? Like, she's anti-gun, she's pro-abortion. Right. And he looked at me and he said, well, take a look at her. That's the reason why we need her to be in the Senate. And basically, this guy's telling me that basically I got to throw my Constitution in the shredder because the Republicans found a pretty girl to be in the Senate, because that they're not running on issues. It's bizarre, right? But anyway, that happened. I just want to put it out.
Was that a state senator, or was that state, or was that D.C.?
No, that was a U.S. congressman.
That was a U.S. congressman. Okay, all right.
Republican U.S. congressman from Georgia. But, you know, there's a principle in, I don't know if you want to call it political science or sociology, but city people always want to grow up and move to the city people want to grow up and eventually move to the country. And as soon as city people go to the country, first thing they do is they want to raise taxes. They want more schools. They want to hire a bureaucracy. We need a new bridge. And they basically want to whatever village they land in, they want to turn it into a city. And when country people move to the city, all they want to do is they want it quiet. They want less people. Why do we have to put up every building? They try to turn that city into the country village they left. And that is true in every society, in every culture. And that's what you say. So you have to see all these people escaped Massachusetts to go to New Hampshire, and they basically have turned New Hampshire into Massachusetts. And so all those people leaving California, it's like you talk about herd immunity. We need herd immunity from this virus of exiles from California, Justin.
Justin, go ahead. I'm going to let you take that one.
No, I would absolutely agree with you there. There is a virus more dangerous than Corona COVID-19. That's called communism. Communism has killed more people in the last 100 years than coronavirus ever will. They've killed 250 million people in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing in California. I mean, you're seeing these state worshippers, the people who look to the state for everything, for free stuff, for free food, for free housing. And they want to be subsidized. They want these government services. That is the disease which, you know, our country is, you know, collapsing under right now. So I agree with you 100%. We have to find a cure for communism and socialism.
You know, when we come, this is a perfect place to take a break, guys, because Justin, that well said. I'm going to leave that. There's nothing else for that. You're absolutely correct. Communism is the disease that has killed more, and socialism have killed more people than any physical disease out there. And that's just a flat out fact. And we have a number of them in this country that, when this is all said and done, want us dependent on government. That's why they're trying to give you money every single month, because they know when you take it, you're not going to want to give it back. Hook, line, and sinker. Nancy Pelosi, go eat ice cream out of your $50,000 refrigerator while you hold up payments to other Americans who have lost their jobs because of decisions you are making. We'll be back right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Leadslingers RE20 Platinum microphone. Tomorrow, the Leadslingers microphone becomes the Car Arms microphone. Yeah, in the GunBroker.com studios. Let me take this opportunity to shout out all of our great sponsors who make this all possible. Leadslingers Whiskey, you're listening to CEO Brad Primo, regular in the roundtable and a fan favorite, became a fan favorite quickly, I might add. North American Arms, we will be doing a giveaway with them in the very near future. GunBroker.com, we have a new giveaway that we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks. More details, but we're going to be giving away range bags. We're going to kind of have to do it virtual because the range bags are in a warehouse that I can't get to right now. But we're going to announce winners, and then when they become available, we're going to ship them over to you so we can keep having fun with those things. GunBroker.com. If you can't find it in the store shelves, GunBroker.com's got what you're looking for, I can promise you. Second Amendment Foundation, the great Alan Gottlieb, MyPillow, Record Week. We were talking about that in the previous two segments. Please use the promo code AAR at MyPillow, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I mean, come on. The often imitated, never duplicated. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Everybody tries to design their holsters around Crossbreed, but none match Crossbreed. I've been carrying in a Crossbreed for years. Been carrying a Car Arms in Crossbreed as well as others. Please, Crossbreed holsters. Keep in mind, they're 10 to 14 days out on shipping now because orders are just slamming right now, as you can imagine. Get Supply, shave, and support the Second Amendment. Seriously, GetSupply.com to see what I mean. Emerson Knives, I'm drinking Defender coffee until a little while ago because it's a little bit late for that. I'm going to be up all night. No big deal. It is what it is. It's just the way it's got to be. And, of course, as I said, Car Arms. We're talking with Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. And, we, by the way, I was working on the Rods of Iron Festival with the guys a couple days ago. I can't wait to tell you more about that as we get closer into the later into the summer and closer to the fall. That's going to be huge. All right, let's get back to the roundtable. Let's go. Justin was talking about communism and socialism killing more people than any virus. Brad, I'm going to flip it over to you. You're next in the lineup as a veteran. You know a little bit about that and what America fights and what America fights for. You want to let us in on that secret?
Oh, I mean, it's just our way of life, which is not, I mean, you know, our way of life is, you know, built on self-reliance and hard work. You know, a can-do attitude and never quitting. I mean, and that's, you know, you look at our response to World War II, I think, you know, and we talk offline about this, you know, our response to this virus. I mean, there's been some, you know, some things that I don't really like either, but at the same time, I think that if you look at it, what America stands for and what we do, what Americans do, you know, we consistently step up and save the world. And, you know, I think what's going on now is, you know, almost tragic in the sense that we have, you know, Americans who are essentially kind of giving up that title that was bought with the blood of our men for decades and years. You know, this title of basically, in my opinion, the greatest group of people to ever walk the face of the earth. There has never been another country like what we have. And for people to willingly hand it over to be socialists and communists because essentially they don't want to put the effort into the struggle to be successful. And this is we live in a time, Mark, where it has never been easier to be successful if you look at it. And there's people that are just willingly just they just want to throw up their hands and give that up because they just they don't want to work for it. And it's very frustrating and it's scary and it's bad.
It is. And, you know, I know that we're in agreement on this because we have discussed it off air. When you go back to America always steps up and fixes things, you know, that's very true. I've made the comment on this program multiple times, and I want to hear what Neil and Justin have to say about this, too, because I think it's vital, because I want people to come away feeling good, knowing that America, yet again, is going to fix the problem. Freedom will always prevail. We will get back to a normal way of life, regardless of what the press is going to want to tell us, regardless of what the socialist propagandists are going to want to tell us how we have to live our lives from now on. Americans will hug each other again. We will sit in tables again. We will shake hands again. It will happen because America is going to fix the problem. Neil McCabe, is America capable yet again of stepping up and saving the world one more time?
I mean, if maybe, you know, it's like, you know, the left feels that they can just do whatever they want. And then somehow the American economy and the American people will just overcome it and figure it out. And, you know, what I think that's really at stake here is that, you know, I met Andrew Breitbart, but I didn't actually write for Breitbart News until Steve Bannon was calling the shots. But I became friends and colleagues with people who knew Breitbart very well. And one of the things that Andrew Breitbart used to say is that the mainstream media is more powerful than any government, and that the United States of America is run by the media. And his focus was always on media, not really on politics. And we see what's going on with these press conferences is that the reason why Trump is being interrupted all the time and challenged all the time is because Trump is not doing what he's told. He is not following the script. I will tell you that in 8 years, President Barack Obama was interrupted once by a reporter, and I know the guy, and he almost lost his press pass. And yet, there's like the, you know, why are these press conferences an hour and a half, 2 hours? Well, maybe if you could let the president get a sentence out, maybe it would sort of move things along. But what we're really seeing here is that, you know, Trump is considered the target. But the real target is all of the people who voted for Trump, all of the Americans who see this country going the wrong way and they said, we're going to find the nastiest jerk that we can find, and we're going to throw him at Washington because maybe he can tame this beast, right? Maybe he can fight this dragon. And we're seeing that, you know, Trump is the nastiest, strongest guy that you could possibly throw at Washington. And look at what they've done to him. He spent the last 3 years not being president. He spent 3 years just trying to stay being president between Mueller and impeachment and everything else. And, you know, can America rise up again? I guess maybe one more time.
Wow.
Maybe not two more times. I'm not feeling good about it, Mark.
Wow. Justin, I've known Neil long enough to know, believe me, he's a mentor of mine. You can ask my dad, who will call me and say, get Neil on the phone. I got to ask him a question about something. And when I hear Neil talk like that, Justin, that concerns me. Are you concerned by what you just heard?
Well, America faces incredible challenges today. And if you look at the mainstream media and who owns it, it's only like two or three corporations which own all the media companies in America. And so they really don't represent the real news or what's really going on in the country. It represents the ownership of those conglomerates. And unfortunately, those conglomerates are not U.S. corporations per se, because they have a great deal of foreign ownership. So we have basically foreign ownership controlling our media corporations, and that's the problem.
Guys, I got to stop it there. I push it as long as I could. Brad Primo, thank you for being here. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. That's the classic Armed American Radio roundtable, man. We never get enough in it. I tell you, it's the fastest hour in radio, and it is. I was talking with Justin Moon, that's CEO of Carr Arms. Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Neil McCabe, former One American News White House correspondent, Capitol Hill correspondent. These guys are the best of the best. And now you know why we bring them here every single week on Armed American Radio. Man, oh, man, unbelievable. Tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all again from the GunBroker.com studios on the Carr Arms EV microphone. I love it. I can't wait. They don't want us to. That's why we're going to until we meet on the radio. And let me thank everybody for being here today, by the way, too. We'll be here tomorrow. We got your back. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. See you tomorrow.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!